今日选读的经文是来自创世纪的第十七章一至到十六节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 16.
咁我哋一齐会读出，我哋先读中文，又再读英文。
We will first read this together, first in Chinese and then in English.
创世纪十七章第一节，我哋一齐读。亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神，你当在我面前作完全人。我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。亚伯兰俯伏在地，神又对他说：我与你立约，你要作多国的父。从此以后，你的名不再叫亚伯兰，要叫亚伯拉罕，因为我已立你作多国的父。我必使你的后裔极其繁多，国度从你而立，君王从你而出。我要与你并你世世代代的后裔建立我的约，永远的约，是要作你和你后裔的神。我要将你现在寄居的地，就是迦南全地，赐给你和你的后裔，永远为业。我也必作他们的神。神又对亚伯拉罕说：你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。你们所有的男子都要受割礼，这就是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。你们都要受割礼，这是我与你们立约的证据。你们世世代代的男子，无论是家里生的，是在你后裔之外用银子从外人买的，生下来第八日都要受割礼。你家里生的和你用银子买的都必须受割礼，这样我的约就立在你们肉体上作永远的约。但不受割礼的男子必从民中剪除，因他背了我的约。神又对亚伯拉罕说：你的妻子撒来不可再叫撒来，他的名要叫撒拉。我必赐福给他，他也要使你从他得一个儿子。我要赐福给他，他也要作多国之母，必有百姓的君王从他而出。
Genesis chapter 17, verses 1 through 16. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham, for I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring, after you throughout their generations, for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And I will give to you and to your offspring after you the land of your sojournings, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said to Abraham, As for you, you shall keep my covenant, you and your offspring, after you throughout their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and you and your offspring after you. Every male among you shall be circumcised. You shall be circumcised in the flesh of your foreskins, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and you. He who is 8 days old among you shall be circumcised. Every male throughout your generations, whether born in your house or bought with your money from any foreigner who is not of your offspring. Both he who is born in your house and he who is brought with your money shall surely be circumcised. So shall my covenant be in your flesh, an everlasting covenant. Any uncircumcised male who is not circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. And God said to Abraham, as for Sarah, your wife, you shall not call her name Sarah, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her.
文牧师今日传讲信息嘅题目系神与亚伯拉罕立的约。
And today's message brought by Pastor Mac is God's covenant with Abraham.
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
好欢迎大家今日嚟到同我哋一齐嚟敬拜神。
I welcome you to worship the Lord together today.
我好中意头先嗰首歌，叫做《10,000 Reasons》天万个理由。
I really like the hymn "10,000 Reasons."
头先去到第三节嘅时候，佢咁样讲。
In the third stanza, it says.
佢话当我个身体越来越软弱嘅时候。
On that day when my strength is failing,
当我个离世嘅日子越来越近嗰个时候
，the end draws near. My time has come.
通常呢个时候系我哋好似最觉得好无助，或者最觉得冇人帮助到我哋嗰个时候。
Usually that is a time of helplessness.
但系佢话就喺嗰个时候，我哋。更加的要去那里赞美神。
But it says that it is that time that we need to especially praise God.
因为死亡定不是那么可怕的。
Because death is not that scary.
死亡只不过过渡带我们去到我们的天父面前。
Death is but a transition that would bring us before God.
在那里我们会更加的去赞美我们的神。
And there we will praise our God evermore.
所以我哋一众嚟，我哋感谢，亦都赞美我哋呢位我哋敬拜嘅神。
So let us come, praise and thank our Lord.
我哋一齐嚟祈祷。
Let us pray together.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
都系你嘅恩典，我哋可以嚟到你嘅面前。
It is your grace that we are able to come before you.
让我们每一个人来到来敬拜你的时候
As we gather here to worship you
我们一路数算你的恩典的时候
As we count your blessings
我们的口充满着感恩充满着赞美
We're filled with thanksgiving and praise
求主你今天与我们同在
Lord be with us today
无论我讲的翻译的或者我一起坐在这里听讲道的
Whether it's the preacher, the interpreter, or the people who are listening today.
圣灵，你帮助我哋更明白你嘅话语。
May your Holy Spirit help us to comprehend your word.
我哋咁样祈祷，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
We pray all these in your Son's Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我大学到咗大学呢段时间咧，我最关心嘅系乜嘢咧？
What was I most concerned with when I was in my college days?
嗰时候咧，我当然最关心有冇人中意我啦。
Of course, it was whether someone would like me.
尤其有冇女仔中意我啦。
Especially whether some girls would like me.
咁跟住咧，我谂下我读大学嗰时候，我去读边一科咧
？And then I thought about what kind of major should I be selecting?
我就谂我毕业之后我考唔考到牌咧？
And after I graduate, would I be able to pass my license exam?
有没有人去请我做工呢?
Would I be hired?
我知道我定唔係咁標青啊，咁啊 standing out。
I know that I'm not that such a standout.
Yeah, 但我真係好需要啊，知道神嘅旨意，神嘅指引。
I really need God's will and His guidance.
但我都好似提好多嘅基督徒一樣。
But just like many believers,
我又好想同神去講價。
I want to bargain with God.
啊，我好想做我自己中意做嘅嘢。
I want to do what I want.
啊，我就以為啊，我自己就我人生嘅船長。
I often thought that I was my own pilot.
啊，當神帶咗我去嗰啲啊，我又唔想去，又都唔期望會去到嘅時候。
When God brings me to a place or to somewhere where I don't desire to go,
啊，我嗰時會覺得好嬲。
I would get very angry.
啊，冇錯，神有時會平靜我哋人生嘅風浪。
Indeed, sometimes God would calm the storms.
但有嘅時候，神都會讓呢個風浪嘅更加嘅猛烈，都更加嘅黑暗。
But God sometimes would use those storms to make it even darker.
但喺嗰度，神要我哋知道佢仍然系掌管一切嘅神。
But even in those circumstances, God tells us that He is sovereign.
啊，就算喺我哋啊最软弱或者系失败嘅时候
，even when we are at our weakest and when we fail,
神嘅恩典都系足够我哋用嘅。
His grace is sufficient for us.
啊，所以呢位神系咁真实嘅时候。
So when this God is so true,
是真的值得过我们，或者要求我们完全的去信服他。
And God requires us to totally submit and obey him.
这个也是圣经藉着亚伯拉罕的生平，是要教导我们的功课。
And this is the lesson the scripture by using Abraham's lifetime to teach us.
我上次讲到咧，就当时好耐古人嘅时候咧，佢为咗要双方能够要遵守佢所承诺嘅嘢嘅时候咧。
The last time I spoke about when both parties started a covenant.
啊，佢哋都去大家一齐立约吓，做一个 covenant 嚟做一个凭据。
When they use this covenant as a guarantee.
啊，咁今日我哋读到第十七章之后咧，就讲到神系同亚伯兰再一次嘅立约。
And when we come to chapter 17, we see that God is establishing another covenant with Abram.
啊，佢就喺讲到喺神呢一方面。
And then we see the side from God's side.
啊，你都讲到啊，关于亚伯拉罕，亦都关于撒来嘅。
And then we see about Abram and Sarai.
啊，今日我哋第一，我哋讲到啊，神呢个约系讲咗关于啊神嗰方面嘅系乜嘢咧
？So when we talk about the covenant that is about God,
啊，佢第一个你睇到头先读嗰时候，几乎成段嘢都系神喺度讲说话。
So as we read this passage, it is aconversation that God is having with us.
自从上一次之后，神再次同亚伯兰讲嘢嘅时候，已经系13年之后嘅事情啦。
The last time God spoke with Abram, it was 13 years ago.
啊，十三年咁耐，神冇再同佢讲过任何嘅说话。
It's been 13 years since God last spoke with Abram.
啊，亚伯兰嗰时已经99岁啦。
At that time, Abram was 99 years old.
我哋谂神系咪已经放弃咗嗰个令佢失望嘅亚伯兰呢
？So has God given up on Abram, who is so disappointed?
好似我哋喺人生走过好似好黑暗嘅时候，神系咪已经放弃咗我哋咧
？As we walk our path and we come to a dark area, do we think that God has forsaken us?
但喺十七节讲到话，神定冇放弃咗亚伯兰。
But in chapter 17, we see that God had not forsaken Abram.
啊，佢反而将亚伯兰更加坚定佢之前咗同佢立过嘅约。
And God had continued to affirm the covenant that He had established with Abram before.
佢講到呢個約係同神嚟開始主動嚟同佢講嘅。
And this covenant was actively firsthand done by God.
第一節佢講話神向亞伯蘭顯現，佢話我同你立約。
So when God appeared to Abram, he's telling him, I, your God, is making a covenant with you.
我哋可以想象到亞伯蘭佢當時係幾咁嘅驚喜，幾咁嘅滿有安慰。
We can imagine how happy, how comforted Abram was.
佢真係喺佢上一次嘅失敗嘅裏面，佢真係都覺得佢已經唔配受神咗俾佢嘅恩典。
When he had failed before, he thought that he did not deserve God's grace.
但神仍然冇放棄過佢。
But God had not given up on Abram.
神跟住講到神嘅三個嘅名字，叫我哋睇到呢個神係一個點樣嘅神。
And then we see that God has spoken of the three names of Himself.
第一就講到佢話佢耶和華或者係主咁解。
The first one is Jehovah.Or Lord.
即係代表咧，神係一個立約，喺從立約定啲守約嘅神。
That represents that God is one who establishes and fulfills His covenant.
無論人係幾咁嘅失敗
，No matter how much we fail as human，
神仍然係好信實嘅守過佢自己應承過嘅嘢。
God still faithfully fulfills.What he has promised.
第二讲到佢一个全能嘅神。
And the second one is God Almighty.
即系话神系满有能力嘅神。
That God is filled with power.
佢能够做嗰啲超过我哋人能够理解或者能够想象嘅嘢。
He can do what we human being cannot even imagine.
正如神可以使一个唔能够生育嘅妇人去生子一样
，just like God can make a barren woman to conceive，
佢都可以使一个冇生命嘅再一次活过嚟
，and He can give a lifeless person to live again，
喺个复活嘅再生嘅嗰个大能
，and it's in this resurrection born again power。
第三个称呼神系神啊 Elohim，
and the third name of God is Elohim。
即系话佢系一个超越万有一切嘅人嘅神。
That he transcends everything。
你睇，因为佢系个宇宙嘅创造主同埋护卫者嘅 provider。
That he is the creator and the provider of the entire universe。
佢保守同埋供应人所需要嘅每一切。
He keeps and sustains everything that we need.
当神面对着这个这么不变的爱来爱他的神的时候
，So
当亚伯兰面对这个用不变的爱来爱他那个神的时候
，So as Abram faces this God whose love never changes.
面对这个正洁又完全的神的时候
，As he faces this holy and Perfect God.
你見到佢話俯伏在地嘅去敬拜佢。
You see that he fell face down and worshipped the Lord.
第二佢講到呢一個亦都係講到就係呢一個亦都係神嘅約。
And again, this is God's covenant.
約呢個字喺呢度出現過十七次。
And the word covenant had appeared 17 times here.
就佢讲我嘅约喺当中，我个约要出现过九次。
And within it, the term my covenant had appeared 9 times.
呢度就讲到神嗰个主权同埋神嗰个计划。
And this talks of God's authority and God's plan.
讲到神嗰个时间同埋神嗰个 term 嗰个条款。
Talks of God's timing.In God's terms.
但好多时候，当我哋去计划嘅时候，都系根据我哋自己嘅利益。
But often when we plan, we are only interested in our own benefits.
我希望神，如果你哋爱我嘅话，就让俾我人生有一个好奇妙嘅计划嘅时候。
So we'll say, Oh God, if you love me, and you will give me an amazing plan.
當你俾我人生無災無難啦，我心靈平安嘅時候，我就嚟相信你。
And as you give me a smooth life, when everything is nice and stable, then I would come to you.
如果你咁做嘅時候，我就讓你進入我個心裡面啦。
So when you do that, then I'll put you in my heart.
我哋以為我哋可以揀信神嗰啲乜嘢？
So we think that we can choose to believe what God is.
我要神為我做啲乜嘢？
And what God can do for me.
其實我哋唔係真係要嗰位係神嘅神。
But truly, we do not want a God that is God.
我哋只係想去用嗰位嘅神嚟祝福我哋自己。
We just want to use that God to bless ourselves.
但係嗰位創造天地萬物嘅神。
But the God of the God who is the creator of heavens and earth.
當佢揀選人嚟呼召人成為佢嘅子民嘅時候。
As he calls his people.
只係俾人有兩個嘅選擇。
He only gives us two choices.
一就完全嘅順服。
One is totally submit and obey.
或者要面對嗰個後果。
Second is to face the consequence.
因為呢個係神自己嘅約。
Because that is God's own covenant.
跟住第三講到呢個約嘅帶嚟亞伯蘭嘅一個改變。
And we see that this covenant also brought to Abram a change.
就係將佢個名改過嚟。
That Abram's name will be changed.
因為佢第五節佢話，從此之後你個名不再叫亞伯蘭，係要叫亞伯拉罕，因為我已經立你作多國之父。
So in verse 5, no longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations.
當我哋細路仔出世嘅時候。
As children were born,
通常是或者我的長輩或者父母呢，是幫他們起名的，是不是？
So usually, either our parents or our elders would name that baby.
其實他們的名字是代表著他們對這個小孩的期望。
That name for the baby represents a hope for that baby.
無論這個名字是用中文的或者英文或者日本文起的名字。
Whether that name be in Chinese or in Japanese,
他的名字都是本身都很有意思的。
That name is filled with significance.
如果你们不知道你的名字是怎样解的，问一下你们的父母。
So if you do not know the real meaning of your name, do ask your parents.
亚伯兰这个名字原本的意思是尊贵的父。
And Abram's name is a dignified or exalted father.
而亞伯拉罕這個意思是說，他不單止一個，他成為很多國家的父，多國之父。
And the name Abraham means the father of a multitude of nations.
這個講到神很多次，說給亞伯拉罕有很多後裔的應許。
This is the promise when God tells Abraham of his many, many descendants.
他更加說，在他的後裔當中，很多個國王，很多個君王出來。
And among those descendants would come kings and rulers.
神應許去賜福給亞伯拉罕。
And God promised to give Abraham blessings.
他更加應許的，就藉著他使到地上的萬國能夠得到福氣。
And he also promises that nations on earth will be blessed because of him.
即是说呢，这个新的名是给亚伯拉罕有个新的身份。
That means this new name has given Abraham a new status.
一个新的使命，有一个新的人生的目标。
A new mission and a new purpose in life.
而且这个新的名字更加代表亚伯拉罕。 因為信神而從神有一個很親密的關係。
And this name also represented a very close and intimate relationship with God.
神就好似嗰位为亚伯兰起名嘅父亲一样。
And God is just like a father who had given this name to then Abram.
你将亚伯拉罕好似佢收养个仔咁带入去佢个家庭嘅里面。
And Abraham is God's adopted son who is now in, being included in God's family.
第二同样呢个约亦都系有关于佢太太撒来。
And again, at the same time, this covenant also it has something to do with his wife, Sarai.
他说他的名字也要改做叫做撒拉。
And Sarai's name would be changed to Sarah.
这两个名本身的意思是解公主这样解。
Actually, these two names have the meaning of princess.
但这个新的名字就说他将来有很多个国王和君王同他而出。
But this new name, Sarah, means that there would be many kings who would come from her.
神也祝福他将会得到一个儿子叫做以撒。
God also had blessed her and given her a son called Isaac.
并且他会撒拉会做多国之母。
And Sarah would be the mother of multiple nations.
但你要记得。
But we must remember.
撒拉那个时候已经九十岁。
Sarah was already 90 years old.
她从来都没有生养，从来都没有儿女。
She had never born any children.
何来有多国，很多的后裔呢？
How could many descendants, many nations come from her?
但虽然是这样。
Even so,
神要亚伯拉罕和撒拉去信靠和去仰望。
God wants Abraham and Sarah to trust in him and to hope in him.
信靠和仰望他这个新名字背后那个满有恩典的神。
And that these new names would have behind them would be a God whom they can trust.
第三讲过这个约也都是关乎亚伯拉罕和他的后裔。
And then we see thirdly, the covenant relates to Abraham and his descendants.
他们的世世代代都要遵守的责任。
And their responsibilities for generations to come.
第一个责任他说第一节讲他说你当在我面前做一个完全人。
And it in verse 1, that God says, walk before me and be blameless.
神拯救他子民的目的。
And so God's purpose of saving his people
就是要他们成为圣洁、完全和公义。
So that they will be holy, righteous.
好像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
Just like his son Jesus.
但我们知道我们人无论凭我们自己几努力都好，我们知道我们是定不完全。
But we know that as human, no matter how much we work, we could never be perfect or blameless.
但神并没有因此而降，因为人的失败而降低了他的标准。
But God had never lowered his standard in the face of human failings.
反而他自己，一眼我会讲的，就是他将这个救恩来赐给人。
But he would give his own salvation to human.
也就反而要人在软弱的时候去经历神和依靠神的恩典。
And that when we are weak, we can then experience God's grace.
要活出因信心而来的好行为。
And that we can, by faith, live out a good life.
当圣灵在我们的生命中里面的时候。
And as the Holy Spirit indwells us.
圣灵我们的生命我不会有改变的。
And when it indwells us, our life cannot not change.
这里讲到第跟住讲到个第二个责任系乜嘢咧
？And we
第二个责任。
Oh, we now talk about the second responsibility.
神就吩咐第十節講, 亞伯拉罕和家裡面所有的男子都要受割禮。
So God tells Abraham that he and all his male members of his household would be circumcised.
第十一節講話呢個割禮係神同佢哋立約嘅嗰個記號。
And this is this circumcision is a sign of God's covenant with him.
啊，呢個所以亦都同我哋今日嘅洗禮啊，亦都有嗰個割禮做象徵嗰個意思。
So what the circumcision represents also is akin to what baptism represents nowadays.
啊，我要睇你，先嚟睇割禮係代表咗亞伯拉罕同佢嘅後裔係分別出嚟嘅。
So circumcision represents that Abraham and his offspring have been set apart.
啊，佢分別出嚟係成為一個約嘅。 covenantal嘅群體，
they've been set apart to be a covenantal body.
即係話咧，我哋唔係再屬於我哋自己嘅，乃係屬於神嘅啦。
That we no longer belong to ourselves, but we belong to God.
啊，第十三節講呢個記號係mark喺佢哋嘅肉體上邊做一個永遠嘅約。
And then verse 13 tells us that this sign is marked in their flesh.
啊，嗰啲佢哋啲。 男婴孩出来第八日咧，佢哋要受割礼噶啦。
So when a male infant is born on his eighth day, he will receive circumcision.
啊，即系话咧，佢哋一生人、成世人都有呢个刀留下嚟嗰个记号。
That means for his entire life, he will have this mark that has been left by this knife.
啊，佢哋一定会见到，亦都一定会记得嗰个神丰富嘅应许。
They will see and they will remember God's covenant.
而呢個亦都喺亞伯拉罕希望得到後裔嗰個地方。
And it is marked in where Abraham hoped to have offspring.
呢個就提醒亞伯拉罕同埋佢嘅後裔，佢哋世世代代都係屬於神嘅人。
This reminds Abraham and all his descendants that they are God's people.
一切都係出於神嘅憐憫同埋應許。
That everything comes from God's mercy and His promise.
但係事實上，外邊嘅洗禮或者我哋今日嘅割禮同埋我哋今日嘅洗禮一樣。
Just like an external circumcision and an external baptism.
係代表咗。 一件已經發生咗嘅屬靈事實
represent something that is already happened that is spiritual.
即係話咧，神已經喺我哋嘅內心做咗呢個因信而得到潔淨嘅割禮。
That God had put in our heart this circumcision. That would set us apart and make us holy.
喺《申命記》第三十章第六節咁樣講。
In Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6.
佢話：耶和華你神必將你心裏和你後裔心裏嘅污穢除掉，好叫你盡心順性愛耶和華你的神，使你可以存活。
Deuteronomy chapter 30:6, and the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your offspring, so that you will love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, that you may live.
但係相反嚟講,
but on the contrary,
唔係生落嚟係以色列人又行咗割禮嘅係真以色列人。
Just because you've been born an Israelite and you've been circumcised doesn't mean that you are a true Israelite.
同樣唔係一個曾經有洗禮嘅就係一個真信徒。
Similarly, just because you've been baptized does not mean that you are a true believer.
佢喺嗰度講話，乃係要我哋係要效。 最真正要嘅就係要效法亞伯拉罕嗰個嘅信心。
what it tells us is that we need to model ourselves after Abraham's faith.
啊, 但亚伯拉罕他信什么呢?
So what did Abraham believe in?
啊, 当我们来看新约的时候,
So when we look at the New Testament,
啊, 其实新约就从耶稣基督救恩的角度来更加清楚去解释旧约神了给我们的启示。
And the New Testament explains even better why Christ had come. So it explains the prophecies of the Old Testament even more clear.
啊, 保罗在罗马书第四章第五节他这么说。
So Paul in Romans chapter 4, 5 says,
亚伯拉罕信那个听罪人为义的神。
So believe in those believe in him who justifies the ungodly. His faith is counted as righteousness.
啊，即系听罪人为无罪嗰嗰位神。
When God can claim,
亚伯拉罕信嗰个听罪人为无罪嘅神。
When God can name a sinner to be one without sin who is righteous.
啊，因为透过佢信心嘅眼睛。
And through the eye of his faith,
亚伯拉罕去睇到神啊，藉着佢亚伯拉罕佢睇到啊，神藉着佢个儿子耶稣基督为我哋人所预备嘅救恩。
Abraham can see God's son, who will be the salvation reason.
亚伯拉罕看到神藉着耶稣基督，他的仔儿子耶稣基督为人所预备的救恩。
Oh, so Abraham was able to see that Jesus was the reason to have given us the salvation.
啊，就是他这样的信，使他能被神听为义。
And because of his faith, he was credited as righteous.
亚伯拉罕信他神曾经所讲过的说话。
Abraham believed in what God had told him.
啊，同埋信神将要去成就嘅事情。
And he believed what God will accomplish.
啊，都可以睇罗马书第十四章第十七节，佢咁样讲。
And as we look at Romans, chapter 4:17.
哇，呢度形容得好精彩，关于亚伯拉罕佢究竟信神啲乜嘢。
This had captured what Abraham truly believes in.
啊！佢话那个佢信咩咧？佢信嗰个叫死人复活，啊使无变为有嘅神。啊！佢喺个无可指望嘅时候，佢因为信仍然有指望，佢就得以做多国之父。
So Abraham believed, who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope.That he should become the father of many nations, as he had been told.
啊，虽然佢哋嘅生育期已经过，大嘅二十节佢讲，佢话佢仰他仰望神嘅应许，总没有因为不信而心里头起疑惑。啊，反而因信咧，佢心里头得到坚固，而将荣耀归俾神。
Even though he and Sarah are beyond childbearing year.But in verse 20, it says, No unbelief made him waver concerning the promise of God, but he grew stronger in his faith as he gave glory to God.
第二十一节他说，且满心的去相信，神所应许的必能够造成，所以这就算为他的义。
And in verse 21, Abraham fully was convincedthat God was able to do what he had promised.
啊，而呢个转听为义嘅，亦都为咗我哋以后我哋信耶稣同死里嘅复活嘅人，即系我哋。
And this righteousness that comes from faith is just as we as believer would experience or had experienced.
啊，就呢位啊呢个本有能力同埋恩典嘅神。
And this God who is almighty and all gracious,
亦都系我哋今日基督徒所相信嘅神。
It is also the God whom we as believers believe in.
呢位曾经同亚伯拉罕立约嘅神，今日亦都同我哋嚟立约。
The God who had made a covenant with Abraham is also making a covenant with us.
我哋头先所讲嘅割礼，咗象征话我哋嘅罪嘅污秽被清除或者被剪除嘅呢个意思。
So when we look at the what circumcision represents, that it is that our sin had been cut off and had been cleansed.
耶稣基督喺十字架上已经实现咗啦。
This had been accomplished by Jesus on the cross.
耶稣基督为咗我哋嘅罪能够得到洁净。
God, Jesus, help us to be cleansed from our sin.
佢喺十字架上代我哋，好似俾呢个割礼嘅刀咁样去剪除。
And on the cross, he took upon himself, just like a knife that has been used to cut off during the circumcision, he was cut off.
无罪的耶稣，他被人当作好像个罪犯咁去交给人。
Our Jesus, our Lord, who was blameless, was treated like a criminal.
就是为了我们人的过犯。
It was because of our sin.
耶稣背负我们的罪，也应该受到的刑罚，被钉死在这个十字架上面。
Jesus bore what we should have been punished for on the cross.
他三天之后复活，就叫我们能够得听义，和得到这个新的生命。
On the third day, he resurrected so that we may be called righteous, so that we may have a new life.
耶稣的救赎已经成全了割礼所代表的属灵的事实。
And what Jesus had done had already fulfilled what circumcision represented.
所以我们今天基督徒，我们不用再用割礼来做一个记号。
Therefore, as Christians today, we no longer need circumcision as a sign.
不用用做记号，代表了我们的罪已经得到洁净了。
So circumcision no longer was needed as a sign to represent that our sins had been forgiven.
也不用再用割礼来做我们的印证，代表我们是属于神。
And it no longer needed to be a sign that we belong to God.
而是我们用洗礼。 来代替了这件事。
Instead, baptism has supplanted circumcision.
马太福音第28章第19节。
In
Matthew 28:19,
28:19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, just like what God had told Abraham in the in bringing up his offspring, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
你知道行卷16章31节讲话，佢当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。
And in Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household.
之后他讲到，肉卒和他一家人都一起来洗了礼。
And later on in that chapter, we see that the prison guard and his household
believed.
And when Jesus was on earth, he established two sacraments.
就是洗礼和圣餐。
That was baptism and communion.
在洗礼里面的水，就代表了我们的罪已经是被洗净了。
The water used in baptism represents that our sin has now been cleansed.
也都代表了我和耶稣的联合，和他一同死，也都一同会复活。
And it represents the union we have with Christ to die with him and to resurrect with him.
洗礼都讲嘅啫，个印证咩咧？我话我哋系属于神嘅啦，已经进入去神嘅家里面，成为神嘅儿女。
And the seal of baptism tells us that we are now in the family of God.
啊，喺耶稣里面冇一样嘢能够将我哋同耶稣个爱再隔开。
So in Christ there is nothing that can separate us from Him.
亦都好似割礼一样，洗礼系同神同信徒嘅成一家人嚟嘅立嗰个约。
Just like circumcision, baptism is a covenant that God establishes with the believers.
啊，所以教会亦都为咗进主嘅父母嘅婴孩嚟去洗礼去接纳佢哋。
So it is a sign for the believers and the family. So therefore.We also have infant baptism.
啊，接纳佢哋成为教会圣约嘅家庭嘅一份子。
To accept these young children as part of our family of faith.
但系呢个定唔系话代表呢啲婴孩佢哋已经得救。
But infant baptism does not mean that the infants is saved.
但是他们的父母要更加殷勤的用神的话语来喂养他们。
But that the parents need to faithfully nurture and raise the children up in faith.
他们要在他们的父母的生他们的父母用他们的生命 去做他儿女的榜样去信靠神。
And the parents would model using their own lives to their children.
啊！呢啲细路仔佢每日每个礼拜日都能够主日都花喺崇拜里面，或者主日学里面去听到神嘅话语嘅教导。
So that their children would come and be able to immerse in God's word through worship and Sunday school.
啊！所以你翻教会唔系净系一个责任。
So coming to church is not just a responsibility.
啊！年轻人，你知唔知道我哋翻教会？是神给我一个很特别的权利。
So I want to speak to the young people especially, that coming to church really is a privilege.
我们其实在一个很蒙祝福的环境里面，我们可以认识神。
That we can be in such a blessed environment to worship our Lord.
也就当他们长大之后有分辨的能力的时候，
So as the children grow up and as they can now distinguish between right and wrong,
啊，他们自己要去悔改和相信耶稣。
They themselves would need to repent of their sin and to accept Christ.
啊，你藉着见证礼，好像我今一阵我迟早会有个见证礼咁公开的去承认他们的信仰。
Then through confirmation, they will then publicly profess.Their faith in the Lord.
当我自己喺46年前洗礼嘅时候
，When I was baptized 46 years ago，
啊，嗰个为我祈祷嘅人，为我洗礼嘅人为我祈祷。
The person who baptized, performed baptism, prayed for me.
啊，佢话求神去带领啊我人生以后嘅道路嘅。
May God guide you the rest of your life.
我当时喊到都分唔出边啲系水，边啲系眼泪。
I was crying so much I couldn't even tell whether it was my tears or it was the baptismal water.
我感受到唔单止神系带领紧我行人生嘅每一段嘅道路。
I can feel not only was God guiding every step.Of my life,
我更加感受到神系爱我呢一个咁样嘅罪人。
I could feel even more how God loves such a sinner as me.
啊，当时我系一个好啊，系一个年轻人，十几岁嘅年轻人。
So I was in my teens. I was young.
心里就有好多嘅愤怒同埋怨恨。
Back then, I had lots of anger and hate.
啊，而且我喺即常常喺我嘅言语同埋行为上去得罪神。
And I often offended God in my words and in my deeds.
在罗马书第五章第八节这样说。
But in Romans 5 verse 8, it tells us,
他说唯有基督在我们还作罪人的时候为我们死， 神的爱就这样向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinner, Christ died for us.
就这样在我以后的生活的里面。
Then, as my life progresses,
我以神的话语来做我们人，做我人生的一切行为的准则。
I had based my, the standard of my life in God's word.
无论我是怎样去侍奉神，或者我读哪间大学，读什么科。
Whether how I serve or what major I choose.
甚至我怎样去揀配偶，或者我以后的家庭。
Or how I choose my spouse, how I form a family.
我将我整个的生命我都要交给神。
I had surrendered my entire life to God.
这个是在这里讲出一个洗礼的人，人的改变怎样在一个人的生命里面 去产生出来。
It tells us how we can see a change in someone who is given his life to God.
有人说你是不是太过疯狂啊？
So someone might say, are you crazy?
不是的。
No.
因为我知道神知道他在做什么东西。
No, because God knows what he's doing.
所以我可以嘅，好安心嘅去等候神。
So I can very confidently wait and listen to God.
虽然亚伯拉罕同埋我哋都会喺嗰个完全顺服嘅里面去跌倒。
Even though Abraham and us can fail and can stumble in our total surrender to the Lord.
但神的约定不在乎我们。
But God's covenant does not depend on us.
神的约是在乎耶稣基督自己。
God's covenant is based on Jesus Christ.
耶稣为我们活出了这个这么完全信服 的生命。
Jesus had lived this perfect life.
而将他这个因为完全信服的意义藉着信心都归给我们。
And it is because of his perfect submission that he'd given us this righteousness.
而且耶稣在十字架上为我们成就了神愤怒的那个洗礼。
And Jesus on the cross had been baptized through the wrath of God.
神将我们人类所有的罪完全的这样倾倒了在耶稣基督的身上。
All the sins of humanity was upon Jesus.
就为了要我们我们能够我们的心里头能够圣灵有行一个洁净的洗礼。
So that we can be cleansed and be baptized.By the Holy Spirit.
圣神将耶稣的身体都好似嗰啲动物咁去被剖开，被拍斩开两半嘅时候。
And as Jesus' body was like the covenantal animals who were sacrificed, who were cut in half.
就喺嗰度叫我哋能够得到呢个生命。
It is through that.That we can have new life.
这一切其实我们没有一个人去配得到的。
Actually, none of these were we deserve.
听完一间会唱过首歌《亚伯拉罕的神》一样。
Just like the hymn we are about to sing, the God of Abraham praise.
只有这一位神真的值得过我配得过我们每一个人对他完全的委身和信服。
It is this God that we can totally commit and surrender and obey.
所以我们一起来献上我们对神这个最大的赞美，最大的感恩。
Let us give the praise, the greatest praise, the greatest thanksgiving to our God.
我们一起来，希望我们唱这首诗歌《亚伯拉罕的神》。
Let us all stand and sing of the hymn, The God of Abraham Praise. Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们能够来到面前，完全系你嘅恩典。
That we can come before you is totally your grace.
让我们常常都记得。
Let us always remember.
用我们嘅生命嚟敬拜你。
That we can use our life to praise and worship you.
奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
In Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
大家请坐。
Please be seated.